From here onwards, I'll be recording in my church office study, and I will not be putting on a tie, and I will not be using spectacles as well as I bring the Lord's Word to you. The focus is really on the Lord's Word, isn't it? And I actually am very, very comfortable reading the scriptures without specs. And, you know, this is what I've been doing for ISS. So I'm going to do the same thing with SSS as well. But today our focus is on this subject of light. And the Lord Jesus Christ made this statement. And this is important. So he said, we read in verses 35. And following, we read, then Jesus said to them, a little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him, that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke. Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore, they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Well, we are looking at a very complex, profound text, which we will not be able to examine immediately. But we need to understand this in a different way as we examine the subject of what light is all about. So sometimes when we look at a complex text, a profound text like this, you need to trace the idea of how this subject is being developed throughout the Gospel of John. So in order to understand John 12, we have to go all the way back to John 1 about this idea of light. And so we're going to do that. So this series of studies is going to be, we're going to take time to ponder this word about light. So we begin with John 1 and then work our way all the way through to finally we will come to John 12. And then perhaps then John 12 will be a little bit easier to comprehend. But let's begin with John 1. And this is where, right at the beginning of the Gospel of John, the writer John began to talk about who the Lord Jesus Christ is. And this is important, right? So we read, in the beginning was the Word. The Lord Jesus Christ is introduced as the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Right? The Lord Jesus Christ is also introduced as the co-existent one. He was in the beginning with God. The Lord Jesus Christ was further introduced as co-creator. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. He is further spoken of as one who is life-giver. In him was life. So there are four ways in which John portrayed the Lord Jesus. The Word, coexisting with God, co-creator with God, and life-giver. And then came this important word about light. And the life was the light of men. And light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Literally, it did not overtake it, did not overpower it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. And that light, that was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. So as we take a look at this particular text in John 1, the first 9 verses, the following things may stand out, may be highlighted for us to study. First, that this life that we have is actually given by the Lord himself. But within this life, there is light as well. Now that is an amazing context, amazing statement. Sometimes we think of light as something that is external. In this particular text, we are looking at light that is actually internal. So inside the life that God has given to man, there is actual light. Now, this is something that we don't want to take for granted. It is to be appreciated. It is to be treasured. So there is light within us already. Now, it may not be a great light. It may not be an outstanding light, but there is some light. Now, this is important for us to understand and appreciate. Right? Now, in John 1, we also have the battle lines drawn between light and darkness. And this is a struggle that has been there since the beginning of time. When Satan rebelled, when he was filled with darkness, that darkness has always been his and would never go away completely. And so when the Lord Jesus Christ came, one of the ways in which the Lord God sent the Lord Jesus Christ would be to portray him as one who would give the word. He himself was the living word, but that word will bring life. Right? Two, because he is absolutely who he is, coexisting with God and also the creator and the life giver. He is going to go into battle with darkness. And great is that darkness. So we have a great battle between the Lord Jesus and Satan. It will be a battle of righteousness versus wickedness. Now, these are the lines that must be understood. Well, what is the ministry of John the Baptizer? He is going to shed some light. He is going to tell people about sin. He's going to tell people about Messiah coming. He is going to shed some light along the way so that people can see the darkness in their life. But he is not that true original light, what John calls that light. Was John a light giver? Not technically. Was he a life giver? No. Was he able to shed some light about the Messiah? Yes. But the Messiah was that profound, eternal light. And so the Lord Jesus Christ is projected and presented, portrayed as that light, that true light. And when he gives life to people, with that life comes light. So when a person is born, there is some light. When a person is born again, there is now even greater light. The challenge is to understand how to use that light. But that light is actually inside every believer already. And this is a wonderful thought to think about. Now, this is the opening thought, the opening text that we want to study, to ponder over. So when the Lord Jesus Christ mentioned in John, recorded in John 12, that he is that light, and he encouraged people to walk in the light, while they still had the light, he was actually talking about himself. Wherever he went, he brought light. Were there wrong teachings? That may be said to be darkness. What did he do? Bring light. And as he brought light, darkness is dispelled. Some people live in dismal condition because of sins, because of illnesses. What did the Lord Jesus Christ do? He healed people, and along the way, light came. And as he brought that light, so people should walk in that light. Now, this is a very significant opening text to study the subject of light. Now, we need to take a look at a second significant passage about light. And this is found in the third chapter of the Gospel of John. And this is something that we need to look from verses 13 all the way to 21. We have the Lord Jesus Christ portrayed. This time, he is projected as the Son of Man, who is from heaven, who is in heaven, and came down to earth. And how this Son of Man must be lifted up, referring to his death. That whoever believes in the Son of Man, God's only begotten Son, that person should not perish but have everlasting life. This is a wonderful light that we can find in the Lord Jesus. Light about eternal life, light about the Lord Jesus being the Son of Man, light that he is the begotten Son of God, that he did not come into the world to condemn it, but that he might save the world. Now, these are important little lights that would be that we should use to help us to understand this life that we have been given, this truth that we have in the scriptures. Now, we go on further to talk about these things here. He who believes in the Lord Jesus, he will not be condemned. Right? Why? Because he has believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That is the power and the majesty of the name of God. But what about those who will not believe? In verse 19, we read, and this is the condemnation. What is it? Light has come into the world. And that light is actually a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is that light who has come into the world. The imagery of darkness and light is taken and carried over from chapter 1. Darkness is there. Darkness represented by Satan, his evil, his wickedness. Unfortunately, men love darkness rather than light. In other words, they will choose the path of sin, they will choose the path of the evil one rather than the path of light that the Lord Jesus Christ wants to give to people. Why would they want to do that? Because their deeds were evil. When a person is a thief, the last thing he wants to do is to allow his theft to be known by people. Of course, he's going to hide it. He's going to be in darkness, right? That's why we talk about thieves going to people's houses. It's always in dark of night rather than in the daytime. A person who is a murderer, he will not want to be doing that in broad daylight. He will find a place, choose a place where there is some darkness, where there's nobody around, do his evil deed, and then try to hide it. He is not going to come to the light easily. This is John's description of the problem of sin and of darkness in men, right? And so he made this command. Men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. And everyone practicing evil hates the light, does not come to the light. Why? So that his deeds would not be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. And this is a wonderful thought to seriously consider. And so this is a vital text that we want to ponder over as well. So the Lord Jesus Christ is now further portrayed as the Son of Man who came down from heaven, as the only begotten Son of God, given by God to save the world. Through faith, eternal life is found. The unfortunate reality is that people or mankind in sin prefer darkness. They would rather not come to the light for obvious reasons, because if they come to the light, the darkness of their heart, the darkness of their mind, the darkness of their deeds would surely be exposed. So now we look at further lines about darkness and light. Now here we have another passage that is important for us to understand. And what is that passage? We have the third passage to look at. And this is found very, very much in John chapter 8. Right? So as we take a look at John 8, we have the Lord Jesus Christ helping us to understand this word. Right? So there was a woman who was caught in the sin of adultery, and she was brought before the Lord Jesus by the enemies of the Lord. And so they tried to use the law, which was meant to be light. But in the hands of these wicked people, the light that was meant to be the law became darkness. The light of the law was now used to condemn people instead of to help people. Well, they used the law wrongly. Then the Lord Jesus Christ came to her rescue, and this was what he did for her. One, he would not condemn her. Two, he would not use the law to condemn her either. And then after that was over, the Lord Jesus Christ made this very significant word. And he said, "I am the light of the world." Now, what does this mean? "He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Now, we go back to the light of life again here in John 1. So what is this thing about the light of the world? Actually, it's very, very consistent. Now, what may we understand about this? And this is important for us to take note of. All right? One, the law is not meant to be used like that. It was never meant to condemn people. We should never use the scriptures as the basis for the condemnation of people, even though they may be wrong or sinful. That is the point of it all. So what did the Lord Jesus Christ come to do? To be the light of the world. Yes, there was sin. What did the Lord Jesus Christ come to do? To tell her, in the light that he gives to her, there is forgiveness. You don't have to stand condemned according to the law. You can have this light to follow. You can get out of sin. You don't have to live a life of sin in any way. You can get out. How? To follow the Lord Jesus. When a person follows the Lord Jesus, then you won't walk in darkness. There is an alternative to sin. There is an alternative to darkness. We don't have to be trapped wherever a person may find himself or herself to be. Why? Because that is the light of life given. So what does the Lord give when he gives the light of life? First, there is life. New life. Born again life. Eternal life. There is light. We can see beyond darkness. We can see beyond sin. We can see a better lifestyle. We can find hope. We can find all of these things and more. She does not have to be condemned. There is life beyond a life of sin that she is trapped in. This was the light that the Lord Jesus Christ wanted to give to her if she would only embrace faith in the Lord Jesus and the light that he gives. So obviously, the light that the Lord Jesus is talking about is relevant, it is true, it is applicable, it is personal, it is practical in life. And this light can show us where darkness is, can show us how we can get out, can show us how we don't have to be discouraged or be despondent or to be trapped in any way. And this is how light can function. But here is a fourth passage that we want to take a look at. And this passage is found in John chapter 9. And here we have a situation where there was a man who was born blind. And in the darkness of many people, it's trying to figure out what happened. And so the common understanding was, if blindness is there, it is probably because of the parent's sin or because of the man's sin. But if he had been born blind, how could he have done all that great a sin? I mean, that is impossible. That is the problem of darkness. Darkness is ignorance. Darkness is wrong reading, wrong understanding, wrong application. And all these things which are dark can really hurt a person's heart and mind and soul very, very, very badly. That this is important for us to understand and appreciate. But the Lord gave an enlightened response. The word enlightened will tell you that He is bringing light to the forefront. What is this light that we can have? One, if this man's blindness is not because of the parent's sin, right? It is not because of the man's own sin, obviously. So what can light reveal to us? That the words of God can be revealed in a person's life. Yeah, that is the important part, right? So the idea of works, and so the Lord Jesus Christ spoke about His works. I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. And again He says, as I am the light of the world. So what does this mean when He talks about this light of the world idea? So we need to combine John 1, John 3, John 8, John 9 to understand what that light is. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself is the light of the world. The light of knowledge, the light of understanding, the light of discernment, the light that gives hope to people living in a world of darkness. And this is important for us to understand. On the other hand, darkness will try to overcome light. But you must understand this. We need not fear darkness, because when light shines, darkness cannot prevail. Darkness cannot overtake it. Darkness cannot comprehend light. It will try to be as dark as possible. And the more light we can have, the more light we can find, that light will dispel darkness in every sense of the word. And this is what the Lord Jesus Christ was trying to say, right? So what is it that we need to understand and appreciate about this light? So we need to combine John 1, 3, 8, and 9, right? This light the Lord Jesus has is in Himself. But it is not in ourselves in that sense. The light that we can have would be something that the Lord has to give to us through the life that He gives to us, right? So the initial life that He has given to us, that is some light. We can understand God. We can understand faith. We can understand goodness. We can understand righteousness. That is some light in that. So we can distinguish between righteousness and wickedness, between good and bad. That is basic light. But when the Lord Jesus Christ comes to give us eternal life, new life, we are born again. That light, further light, has been given. Now we can appreciate even more what that light is. We can understand God better. We can understand who the Lord Jesus is. We can understand that He is the light. He is the Son of Man. He is the Son of God. He is the co-creator. We can understand this better. So this is another level or another light that is given to us to help us to understand the idea of light. But sometimes in life, there are areas which can be a little bit dark, can be a little bit gray, as it were. So what do we need? What we need to bring the Lord Jesus Christ in to show us how he employed that light, right? How did he employ that light? To the woman who was caught in sin, the Lord gave light of hope, of comfort, of cleansing, of promise, of forgiveness, and more. That is the light that he gives. To the man who was born blind, the Lord Jesus gave the light of work that God can do in his life. Work that can be done marvelously. And that work, as you read John 9, is absolutely stupendous. Because this man who was born blind was suddenly able to speak like a theologian, to argue against scholars successfully, able to put two and two together theologically, to defend the Lord Jesus Christ as one sent by God, one who has power from God to do the things that he did by making him able to see again. Now, all of these things would actually be considered light. So the study of the doctrine of light must be understood very carefully when we combine texts very clearly. Chapter 1, chapter 3, chapter 8, chapter 9. Right? And then put them all together and look at the Lord Jesus Christ and how he is that light and how we can receive light from him, how we can look at life that he can give to us so that we can be further enlightened as to how to live out this faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many aspects of light that we must consider. The challenge is to have that light given to us, to understand that light, use that light in such a way that light helps us to read the scriptures, that light helps us to walk in the morass of life, to help us to understand how to navigate difficult paths of life, help us to walk aright, to walk in righteousness. And so we have to examine ourselves very, very clearly, very carefully. How much light do we see in our hearts, in our life? Right? Does darkness prevail instead? And where there is only a little bit of light, then you will see darkness threatening to engulf everything. What is our challenge? What the Lord Jesus Christ tells us, to follow him so that we do not need to walk in darkness, to have that light in us so that we can become the light of the world as the Lord Jesus Christ was the light of the world. We cannot, of course, compare ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ in any real sense of the word, but let us, however, also not discount the light that has already been given to us. And we have light from God. Light in the life of the Lord Jesus, light in the knowledge he has given, light in the wisdom that is displayed, light through the word of God, the scriptures as we read, light in our life, in the very life that God has given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have light. And our challenge must be to use the light that God has given to us. And if we can use that light given to us, then we will be able to follow the Lord Jesus and walk in the light, and we need not stumble at all in any way. Let's pray that the Lord will give to us that desire, that wisdom, to find that light, to walk in the light, to live by the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the light that we can have in the scriptures, the light that we can have in the Lord Jesus, the light that we can have in this eternal life given to us. Help us to constantly desire to make sure that we walk in the light. And as we walk in the light, teach us how we can dispel darkness from our hearts, from our life. the darkness of ignorance, the darkness of misgiving, the darkness that comes with sin, the darkness that is from the devil himself. Help us to love that light, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to treasure the light that he has given to us. In his name we pray. Amen.